Okay, fun seekers, have we got an assignment for you? It's a bonus assignment. Why? Because it's not based in any reality other than what's in people's minds when it comes to what is called technical analysis. Right, folks, all you have to do is act as if you know what you're doing. You don't have to know what you're doing, because I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to technical analysis. Let's read together. There are many different technical indicators. In this assignment, we will concentrate on just one, the simple moving average. However, you can do any of them. Play with them. See what you think. Use the 50-day and the 200-day. If you want to use the 15 and the 50 or the 20 and the 50, which is supposedly very popular, go right ahead. But I have a few questions for you regarding this one stock, Caterpillar, using the 50 and the 200-day. But you could, as I said, you could do any stock you want, play with it, and see if you actually enjoy it. You see, when the 50-day moving average goes above the 200-day moving average, that's supposed to be a bullish sign. Stock price is supposed to rise. When the 50-day moving average goes below the 200-day moving average, that supposedly means that the stock is going to fall, right? And these events are called inflection points. So I played around with some of the stocks, thought this might be a good one to look at, that might be a good one to look at. I want you to look at Caterpillar, but again, play with whatever ones you want. And on the website and in the Canvas, there are two presentations on how to use both Google and then how to use Yahoo. And as we said, they've been destroying Yahoo, and they're pretty darn close to being finished. And Google never really was a very good financial investment website, and they even said they were not going to be a very good one when they became public. So if you can find any others that you think are better, please contact me, because I was playing with Bloomberg's. I thought, oh, this isn't very good at all. So play around, goof with them. And then what you want to do is create a 5-year chart. Again, if you want to just do 1 year, but then if you do the 1 year, you have to do 15 and 50-day moving average, or you have to shorten your time frames. Okay? And so I have some questions. For example, in November 2013, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average. So this is supposedly a sell signal. Was it a good time to sell? In June of 2014, the 50-day moving average went above the 200-day moving average. That was supposed to be a buy signal. Was that a good time to buy? And then a year later, in June of 2015, the 50-day moving average went below the 200-day moving average. Was this a good time to sell? And then comment on the current relationship between these two averages. What would you do now? Is it a buy? Is it a sell? Neutral? Yeah, don't worry about it. You don't have to know what you're doing, folks. Nobody does, in my humble opinion. But their job is to make it look as though they know what you're doing, so they'll convince you, so you'll send them gobs of money. Then, if you're so inclined, add the 15-day moving average and compare the 15 with the 50. Is this a better indicator? Some people say it is. And then play with a stock of your choice. Any stock. I mean, just start playing with them. I put three here, Intel, International Paper, and Medtronics, but you play with any of them. Some of them are kind of boring, and that's because the stock market's been going up over the last 5 years pretty much. I mean, it has a couple of hiccups, but it's going up in a straight line, so you'll see that many of the graphs are very boring between the 50 and the 200-day. If you shorten the time horizons to the 5 and the 50, say the 5-day and the 25-day, then it'll be a lot more exciting. But then you can't do 5 years. It'll look like a big mess. Would you try buying stocks, selling stocks based on technical analysis? You don't, remember, it's just, you don't have to be right. There's no one right answer to this question. And remember, I don't know what I'm doing, so all you have to do is act like you know what you're doing, and try to convince me, and it should be pretty straightforward and easy to convince me. You see how hard it is to turn technical analysis into a real bona fide assignment? Since there's real no one way of doing it, and everybody is like doing voodoo and witchcraft, you basically do whatever you please, and if it's anything reasonable, and even if it's unreasonable, yours truly will accept it. And go ahead and you'll see these other things, Bollinger Bands and exponential moving averages relative strength indicators and the like. And if you're so inclined, play with them, right? Play with them. Check out Investopedia because they have this definition of each. And then there are dozens and dozens of these technical analysis websites. I pick on this one guy, Stock Market Mentor, only because he's an easy target. I mean, not because he's so visible, because he actually, this is how he makes his living, by getting suckers. I mean, clients to sign up and use his tools, and good luck. I apologize. I'll apologize right now to Mr. Dan, whatever his name is, and all this, the technical analysts out there, because I'm very bold and strident in my opinion, but I wish they could convince me otherwise. I wish they could show me the research behind this, why this stuff works. I don't think it does. It certainly does. It just seems like you're just making stuff up as you go along. And in the book, Random Walk on Wall Street, boy, does Professor Malkiel do a great job, much better than I could ever do, of skewering the technical analysis analyst. But he skewers the fundamental analyst, too. And he skewers the folks that he is a part of, the efficient market theorists. I like that when you're an equal opportunity skewerer. Have fun, folks. Sorry I talked too long.